in the Weekend Kitchen Studio all on my own today because it's a best of edition featuring eight of my favourite dishes of the year. So far we've heard about Frito Pie and Millionaire Shortbread. It's time to hear Theo Michaels' Clef Dico. Now Theo is a brand new guest on the Weekend Kitchen this year. He was in MasterChef earlier on in 2014. He's been in the studio three or four times and he is just a joy. He's so passionate about his food. He's passionate about his Greek Cypriot origins. He's a big, big character and a very, very fine cook. So it was no surprise, knowing that he is so proud of his Greek Cypriot origins, that he should want to do a Clef Dico on the programme. The question was, though, what is a Clef Dico?
A Clef Dico is all about Clef Dico. So originally, the name actually, there is a history to this. So
go on.
In English, klepto, to steal.
To steal, yeah.
It comes from the Greek word glefti, which is to steal, basically. And supposedly, where the name Glefdigo comes from was you'd have the bandits out in Cyprus on the mountains, Troodos Mountains, and they'd steal a goat. Historically, it would be a goat, and they'd make a fire in the daytime so no one could see it. And they wouldn't have the fire at night because they'd see the flames. And they'd basically dig a big hole.
Yes.
And have a big bonfire. The flames would go out. They'd throw the goat on. They'd cover that up. And they'd just leave that for 12 hours, 24 hours. And then they'd come back and they'd all sit around and eat it. And when you actually look, there's loads of different cultures. Actually, that is the method of cooking underground, if you like. Mm. Really, it's the original slow cook, isn't it?
Yeah.
The original slow cook oven. I mean, that's what it is. And pretty much every culture has their version of it. But Clef Dico is one of those just awesome dishes that it shouldn't be so simple to come out so good.
Well, you've just taken the words out of my mouth, because I was going to say, this is as foolproof can be, because it's a forgiving joint of lamb that you blitz with a little bit of lemon and rosemary and oil and then say goodbye to it.
Yeah, I mean, you literally can't get this wrong. And the wonderful thing about it, there's no issue on... Pardon me.
Oh, there goes one of your chilies, Sherry. I think that's
right. Yeah, so that hot chili. You literally can't go wrong with it, because if you leave it in an extra hour longer than you expected, you know what? It's just going to be a little bit softer than it was an hour beforehand. So you just wrap this whole thing up, throw in some potatoes, tomatoes, your oregano, all the other bits. You pop it in your oven for 3, 4, 5 hours. Open it up, serve it, and live the dream.
What sort of heat do you put it on?
I normally, for a fan-assisted oven, I put this in about 170.
Okay.
But again, I really emphasise, sometimes I've stuck it in at 180, sometimes it's been 160.
Lower,
yeah, it's... I mean, you've hit the nail on the head, Nick. It's an utterly forgiving piece of meat.
And also, shoulder just holds its juice much better than leg. If you slow cook leg, James, it can go quite
dry. Yeah, leg tightens up quite a bit. Unless if you have it on the bone, it's a bit looser. But if it's a boned out leg, it's it does tighten up too much.
Yeah, I've tried the leg as well before, and I think you need this. You could probably do a very similar dish with a shoulder of pork even as well. It just needs that layer. It needs the layers of fat to keep the moisture within the meat.
I'm going to ask the chef a question here, because I know that sometimes in a restaurant you have to plan how you're going to serve. If you're doing Sunday lunch, you know, you can't roast all your beef in the last 10 minutes. With a dish like this, with a shoulder of lamb, were I to, say, have people coming over for Sunday lunch, and I made the Clef Dico the day before, A, can I do it? And
yeah,
how do I bring it back up to being nice?
Well, that's absolutely fine. Do the day before. If we cook shoulder of lamb in the restaurant, we don't we cook it the day before and then reheat it in the cooking juice, so you know, slowly bringing it up in, covered in an oven,
what, for half an hour?
Yeah, I mean half an hour, 45 minutes, just make sure you get the heat in there, and yeah, it'll be no problem.
And it's going to be as moist, as soft and as melty.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, I always find that any slow cooks are always better the day after a night of resting in the fridge.
The meat, you mean?
Yes.
Because it's quite a cold place to sleep, isn't it? Theo, I make the same joke every week, just because you two are new, you laughed at it.
Yeah.
At home, everyone's thinking, oh, he's there again with this chilling in the fridge. Your potatoes, how do you make them? They're lemony and lovely.
Yeah, so again, I mean, this is like a one-pot wonder job. So these are Cyprus potatoes, which are a bit more waxier than sort of Maris Pipers and stuff. And they're really simple. You just literally get a piece of foil, throw on your meat. Usual scenario for the Greeks is olive oil and lemon and oregano and garlic. And I just literally slice up your potatoes quite chunky, throw it all in, wrap it all up. And the one secret I would say is make sure the meat is wrapped up several times. So I sort of wrap it in foil, turn
several layers.
Wrap, yeah.
To keep it really tight, yeah.
Yeah, so the key is to hold in that steam and that moisture.
Well, Theo, you've risen to the challenge. I set you the challenge because I wasn't exaggerating. I have such memories. You have food takes you back, and I've been to Cyprus, I've been to Greece, and just Kleftiko for me is Greece all over it. It's the country, Greece. It just tastes of Greek culture, and as you say, it's so simple because all you're using is lamb, a little bit of lemon as well. You've done it, you've succeeded.
I'm honoured.
Yeah.
Have you used a spoon to eat it?
No, I haven't. I've used my fork, but I know that I could have used a spoon to eat it because it's just so beautifully tender. The recipe in full on the recipe.